And joining me now in the studio, day-to-day senior producer Steve Proffitt, who's also letters editor, here to share some of your comments. Steve?
Alex, we'll begin with an interview you did on Tuesday with former Defense Secretary Melvin Laird.
He said it was time to start moving U.S. troops out of Iraq. He thinks the Iraqi security forces are ready. Drew a parallel to when he was running the Defense Department during the Nixon administration.
We did the same thing in Vietnam. As people got trained, we withdrew American forces, and it worked very well.
Gerald Zellinger of Santa Monica wondered if he really heard Melvin Laird say it worked very well.
I don't think the South Vietnamese government remained in power, he writes. I don't recall us leaving Vietnam in a very dignified way. Steve, let me just say that in the article in Foreign Affairs, Mr. Laird did say that Congress cut the support for the South Vietnamese government. That's what led to its downfall.
Okay, Alex, many listeners responded to a statement made by NPR's David Kestenbaum in a report we aired on Monday about the use of biodiesel as an alternative fuel.
David talked with a guy who makes his own fuel mostly out of used cooking oil.
And he talked with Ken Stroh. He's a scientist who works on future car technologies at Los Alamos National Laboratory. And he's a little skeptical about the idea of fuel made from vegetable oil. Here's how David ended his report.
Growing fuel is a nice idea on a small scale, he says, but meeting the country's needs would require 4 Iowas worth of crops.
And listener Phil Rowe of Zionsville, Indiana, wrote to say 4 Iowas worth of corn to free us from foreign dependence on oil seems very workable to me.
And Guy Diverges, he's from Tulsa, agrees that's the beauty. You can grow it and no one has to die for it.
Another story that touched a few nerves this week was about ducks.
Specifically about very high levels of mercury found in ducks around Utah's Great Salt Lake.
And the story featured scenes in which hunters shot some ducks.
Listener Sarah Meek says she was horrified.
Writing from Gainesville, Florida, she asks, please consider reporting such stories without having us hear the actual killing. The thought is quite enough.
From Boone, North Carolina, listener Leon Lewis sent us a note thanking us for our story about hatched chilies. He says it made him want to visit New Mexico again.
And we got a joke about journalists from Bruce Grimes of Christiansburg, Virginia. He asks, what's the difference between Judith Miller and Jason Blair?
Well, Jason Blair was a New York Times reporter. He was fired after it was learned he made up much of what he was reporting for the paper.
Judith Miller's the reporter who spent 3 months in jail before finally testifying to a grand jury about who leaked the name of a CIA agent. Then she wrote an article saying she couldn't remember who. So, Steve, back to the joke. What is the difference between Judith Miller and Jason Blair?
Jason Blair makes up plausible stories.
Thanks for that bit of humor, listener Bruce Grimes, and thanks to all of you who wrote.
You can, too. Just go to our website and click on Contact Us. The link's at the top of the page.
Steve Proffitt, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.